Hello, my name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming through the door. If you've never been here before, you'll see people standing, and we do so out of respect for him and his teachings. Many of us will be doing prostrations, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, please remain standing. We'll be saying some prayers in this gold prayer book. If you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew, and the first one's on page 183. And I'll prompt you about the other ones. If you have cell phones, would you please turn them off or put them on mute? And if Geshe-la asks for questions or comments, if you please wait to get the handheld mic, because we are streaming this and people at home cannot hear you no matter how loudly you speak. Geshe-la has invited us to circumambulate the stupa and turn the wheel prayer wheels that are on the outside of the building for a great purification practice and accumulation of merit. This morning he talked about the nine-round breathing and Tonglen practice. He went through quite a bit of that. And usually, you know, he'll continue with this mind training text, the seven-point thought transformation text, but he didn't have time to do that, but he made a wonderful teaching on both of the two practices. And also he talked about the four powers. So that's where we are now in the teaching. Let's see. Okay, so if we'll just sit and get our minds ready to receive the teachings, and from the busyness of getting here and catching up with the news and other people, and since we have no one forced you to come here, we've been accumulating merit since the moment we left home to come here. So let's recite the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra at the bottom of page 183. Now turn to page 34, and in the middle of the page you see the four immeasurables. So I'll read that once in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I turn to page 37. And towards the bottom you see four measures of chanting version. So let's chant that in Tibetan and then we'll do the two mantras at the bottom. Sen chen tam sen de wa dam de we yu da de Yeah. Mantras. So let's chant Chen Reizik's mantra 8 times and Green Taurus mantra 7 times, keeping in mind those on our prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 The children are welcome to go to their classes now.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Today, 9-round breathing meditation. We'll practice 9-round breathing meditation again, okay? It's been quite a while. This meditation is the technique or method to help us to push out energy that's been wasted, no longer useful. Energy that's been wasted or no longer useful, called lung roll. Energy grows subtle, very subtle. Body grows subtle, very subtle. Mind same, grows subtle, very subtle. So this is a 9-round breathing meditation. It's a technique to push out energy that's no longer useful or has been wasted. Every thought comes with energy. According to Vajrayana teachings, in Buddhism, there's two teachings. sudrayana, vajrayana, vajrayana teachings. There's dense information about chakras, channels, energy, all the practice of chakra, channel, energy. There's dense information in vajrayana practice. No? This practice, you know, this nine round breathing meditation is related to vajrayana, you know, a little bit in some way related to energy. You know. So every thought comes with energy. We cannot separate unless we reach very deep level of, you know, awareness. We cannot separate. When we die, then it separate, automatically separate. Huh? So because of this energy, channels, chakras, there's all this movement been done, moving, blinking, all of that, you know, done by this energy and channels, chakra. Energy channels, there's like 84,000 channels. 84,000. So don't ask me, I just know the number. I don't know each one of them. I can refer you to some book to read. There are 84,000 channels been located in our body, in our immune system. So then out of that, there's three main channels close to the back. Five chakras. Chakra, you know, when you say a word chakra, we always get some kind of circle image. If actually chakra is not like that, chakra is the box where the channel merge, all the channels emerge. It's like channel box. Channel box, not like time on the channel box, but it's like channel box, that's where all the channel emerge, okay? So, because last year Robina asked me what chakra, so this I explained, you know, this like just like the spot there where this channel emerge, you know, chakra 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, no, typical organs, 5. If you're doing yoga so far, you're familiar with that. Then there are three main channels close to the back. So then, unfortunately, the central channel is right now, I'm not sure about you, but generally speaking, it's blocked. It's blocked. Huh? So the entrance of the central channel is here, between eye. That's why they say when you have headache, if you rub here, it helps, because there's an entrance of the central channel. So when I get headache, I forget to rub, I take medicine. I only remember when I teach. Oh, yeah. So, but I feel like to explain, no, once it's said in the text, I should probably say, even though I'm not doing this, but no, she said, maybe some of you will do. So, explain, no? So, what people, according to Vajrayana, what they do, they're trying to push energy to the channel, central channel. They try to, as a, that's not, hold on, not, they are not. So, there's not, there is kind of like two side channels, kind of like they make not. There's a center channel block. So people try to push energy into the center channel, so So then, if some of you manage to do that, then you can separate. You can separate energy and soul, you can separate. So, see, as I mentioned this morning, see, there's one French woman, long time ago, wrote a book, went to Tibet, long time ago. So, when I was in Delhi, like many years ago, and I went to on the mountain hillside of Delhi, that's called place called Almora. So that place has been like developed by this one. I think that's like Western monk. I don't know, long time ago. He went to Tibet, and he come back. So that he established some kind of spiritual sanctuary, meditation center there, long time ago. So during that period, I mean, one French woman probably went to Tibet and wrote a book. So I never saw that book, I just heard. In that book, that she witnesses certain things while she's traveling to Tibet. Sometimes, one point, she sees, you know, she's walking somewhere, hiking probably, you know. Western people like to hike, so they stop hiking there. Look back, there's a couple of monks or nuns coming behind her. Way behind, can just barely see. All of a sudden, move, they're ahead of her, going there. So that is seeing somebody in the house, in the same time seeing somebody here, in the same time seeing same person seeing the flea market. No, those things, according to Vajrayana teaching, is not. It's been known thousands of years ago. That thing's been, it's not something new, it's been known. Normal people take like probably like 2 days to cover like distance. Somebody will just go like within like 5 minutes will cover. There's no certain practice. So anyway, this is not the point here, so I just said that I already said this before this morning, so I'm supposed to repeat it again, second class. So energy, you know, doesn't have shape and color. So they make it up something, they make it up something, you know, something like, so I say, half of A, or half of B, the alphabet B, A, just half of that, and then that's energy. And you know, they also require concentrations. No concentrations, it's not going to work. So they visualize that, and slowly, it'll push down. From the entrance, it pushed down, and somehow it goes. So then things happen. People can lift their body from the space like that. Now all kinds of things happen. It's not unknown. It's been known a long time ago. So anyway, now 84,000 channels. So then energy here. This is the more important energy. Then also we do breathe in and out every day. 84,000 times a day we breathe in and out. So I never count. So I welcome you to count. If you're interested, I never count. They say 84,000 times a day. You know? Out of that, you know, it's just, I'm not like 84,000 times a day we breathe in and out. So this is 9 round breathing meditations to push out all this wasted energy or energy that's no longer useful. Then where it goes to the channels. So then it gets stuck. So then cause physical discomfort. And cause, then that contribute to mental discomfort. So that's why it's important to push them out of your system, energy, channels, okay? Whenever the mind gets uptight with something, that thought is considered as a not balanced thought. That thought considered as unbalanced, imbalanced, imbalance, means not flexible. That thought is not flexible. So the energy that thought rises on, that energy becomes rest. That energy becomes rest. So then many of them then go to channels and cause physical discomfort. Then that, you know, contributes to mental discomfort. This is all now sake of knowledge. So then after when we learn, then please share, you know, share with other people, okay? So, and I'm very much hoping this meditation, 9-down breathing meditation, will help us to push out all our, maybe stress too, stress too, okay? So, this is breathing meditation, so then it's important to sit straight, especially your back. Please make sure your back straight, okay? This is not just traditions, no? It has reason. No, it's not just instruction, it's a reason. When the body is straight, channel is going to be straight. When the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. That's why. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. That's why you sit straight. Huh? So then, please use your left hand, this finger, left hand, below your left nostril. Inhale. Long, slow, all the way in, please, all the way in, okay? So then, out. Then we do this 3 times. Then in, all the way, I'll take your time, all the way out. Then all the way in, all the way out. That's the first round. Then there'll be second round, there'll be third round, each round, 3 breathing. Then becomes 9-round breathing meditation, okay? So we'll do together, no? That's first round. So now second round, please, right hand, this finger, right hand, and block your right nostril, same, inhale, no. So that's second round. So now the third round, not from the mouth, from nose, okay? Inhale, exhale, 3 times. So it begin with inhale, it is this method, end with exhale. Okay? This is called 9-round breathing meditations. 9-round breathing meditations. You do one, take break, maybe do another one, then take break, or you can do. So, even though we do breathe 84,000 times a day, but we don't breathe like this, no? So, interesting. So, when we sigh, even the physical body is trying to help us to push out this energy that's created by this, you know, how to say, yeah, when people sigh, when people sigh, when people sigh, when people sigh.
When they're sad.
Right, when they're sad or maybe something is happening in their life, so they sigh. But you know, why? Physical body is trying to push. Even the physical body is trying to push. See, everything, you know, this, even this body is trying to help us to push this negative energy out of our system to push. You know? So the, when people sigh, when they sigh, yeah, you sigh, I sigh, some point in our life, you know? So you feel good, right? You feel good. That's like taking, when you sigh, I'm not sure how you sigh. So you know, I probably sigh many times and I don't remember how I sigh, you know? So, is that correct? I'm not sure, like that. So that, like, you know, that feels good because it's pushing out this energy that is stuck in our channel. It's pushing out. So then now you are doing, deliberately you are doing that, you know, pushing that, not just, you know, when the body is pushing out, that means that you are completely exhausted, you know. So that's why body is now pushing, you are not doing anything, then body is pushing out. So now, right now, you know, we are doing, voluntarily, you know, doing this 9 round breathing meditation, you know, probably giving the body a little break, not to sigh, probably. So then do that, you know, one time, take break, two times. And if that helps, then please share, you know. No need to say any prayer, no need to visualize anything, just sit, you know, then do, you know, teach, share, please share, you know. See. It's important, the knowledge is important. No knowledge, the wisdom is a byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation, no freedom. No freedom, no freedom. See, it's not just desire. Everybody has desire. You have desire, I have desire. It's not just now, I have desire, like since I was born, I have desire. You know? But wisdom liberates. Wisdom liberates. When you concentrate, makes your mind calm and peaceful. See? So that's, when you concentrate, that balance the mind. That very thought, that balance energy. So I think 2 Sundays ago, I did ask here at the center, why people climb Rocky Mountain in Colorado, why they climb? They say it makes them calm and peaceful. That's what somebody said. There's somebody who probably, it's called Mike, I'm not sure he's here or not. So Mike brings his kids, his boys to Colorado, and he climbs the Rocky Mountains. So I asked him, he was there at that time. He says it makes you calm and peaceful. Some people, then I asked, talked to some sculptor who works with a hard stone. First, you know, first, I couldn't understand people. They say, oh, this is like meditation. I said, oh, that doesn't sound like meditation. But meditation is, I was known. So then I said, oh, maybe that's how the Western people say, I'm not sure. Mm. So then the more you think, not that they are right. They are right. It is form of meditation. Meditation doesn't mean like you have to sit like this. No. That is meditation. Because while you are concentrating, you can't just walk there, you know, just look around it, spacing out. There's not, you can't walk on the hard stone, making something, spacing out. You're going to ruin. Ruin? You're going to ruin? Ruin? Yeah, you're going to ruin the sculpture. You have to concentrate. When you concentrate, you don't understand. That's exactly according to 6 professions. Last 2 professions. Last one is wisdom. Then number 5 is concentration. Samdhi Chishi. Concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's what's happening. You're concentrating. That's why you feel calm and peaceful. That is meditation. Huh? See? So then slowly I realize, the more I think about 6 professions, I realize. So before I thought, oh, maybe kind of interesting. So they feel like meditation. I'm not sure if that's a meditation or not. So right now I think it is meditation, form of meditation. Whether it doesn't look like meditation or not, concentrate. That's because mind balance, energy balance. That's why, you know, some day she said, that's why people climb. So I'm not sure about the bungee jump. So jumping from the jumping from the bridge. Oh, there's another thing that, you know, the last time, yeah, they put their clothes. I think like, the marriage, they got, like something like that, that push up there. So it has been like the last month, some of the central member took me to the beach. Near the slingshot, exactly, slingshot. That some know that, and the bungee jump, I'm not sure, you know. So doesn't look like concentration because a lot of screaming, you know. So she can hear, doesn't look like concentration. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I've never done that, you know, myself. I have no experience at all. I don't know. So. Other than that, climbing Rocky Mountain, doing walking on the sculptures, I think this makes sense. It makes sense, because you concentrate. That's the way to balance energy or balance thought. See, that is meditation. Meditation means you need to think something, not many, many things, one thing, and you concentrate. That's meditation. That will make your mind come in peaceful. So this 9 round breathing meditation, please, if you know, find out it's kind of helpful. If you do, meditation means, you know, do multiple times, not just one time, you know, multiple times. No, meditation means making familiar. Gom means making familiar. Multiple times, making familiar. Okay? Gom. So it will definitely benefit. It will also help to push out all that, also stress too. It will help. Because I think, if my understanding is correct, I think the stress is also a form of energy, negative energy. If that's so, then this 9 round breathing meditation will definitely help. Then please, you know, if you find out doing that, if you feel like it's helpful, then please share the justice, you know, at least. Then you are passing down on instructions that's been taught hundreds of years ago. I didn't make this up last night. I just repeating here. So at least from that sake, you know, you something to feel good about there. You're passing down some instructions that's been taught. It's been tested. Not just there, it's been tested many times and produced good results. So then, you know, this is good. Okay? Anything left? I said before. This is groundhog class. It's happening again, all over again. It's happening. It's already happened once. It's happening now, all over again. Nine round breathing meditation, that's what we did this morning. Uptight, when the thought becomes uptight with something, so then that's how the energy is wasted. Or another way, this thought has been divided in 100 different ways, but each one of them has no power. When you put all them together, when you place all the energy in one single object, can be anything, doesn't have to be. As a Buddhist, you use holy image, you know, but doesn't have to be holy image. It can be flower, it can be anything. So just look at it first, clear, carefully, and close your eye and try to see that. At the beginning, there's how to be within, be present, be within. That's exactly how it's been done. Be within, be present. That's how you be present. That's how be the looking internal or be within. That's exactly. So no, there's nothing. Nobody can touch. You know, it's just mental image. Nobody can touch. It's there, but nobody can touch. is there, then you try to see that, no? And the fast is like just to see, not to worry about how long, how clear, how detailed, no, not to worry, just to see. Seeing whole image, good, not even just seeing part, that's good. Make sure that mind doesn't get out of that, make sure. Then second, then how long? Then the clarity or details, then that comes later on. With effort, we can liberate. With effort, we can liberate. No effort, then no, there's no progress. No effort, no, with effort. Not just effort, joyful effort. No, joyful effort. So it's we do so many things, but you know, so we do it with joy, you know, happy to do, happy to sit, happy to eat, happy to talk, happy to sleep, happy to walk, you know. But when I say it sounds easy, but no, practically it's not easy, but somebody has to say, then they have to have a word to say, you know. The word is easy, so joyful effort. That's another profession. Out of six professions, there's another profession. Joyful effort, not just effort. Joyful effort. Oh, yeah. So now, yesterday we did one day retreat at the farm. One day retreat. So what I did, I lead Tonglen meditations. Tonglen meditations based on self. Self, based on self. So I find out it's quite beneficial. At least for myself, not quite beneficial. Tonglen, Tong means give. No, we all give. Some degree, we all give. Every day, we all give. As a parent, you give so much your time for your kids. No, we give. So in Buddhism, this meditation, the giving meditation, has been done solely based on loving kindness. Not out of obligation or fear or out of guilt, you know, purely try to give, you know, out of, you know, loving kindness. You know? That's how giving has been done. Whether like giving food, shelter, time, advice, education, or maybe making one phone call, all of this is done out of loving kindness. You know? So then it's sometimes combined with the breathing, you know. When you exhale, that's giving. When you inhale, that's taking. That's how the giving and taking meditation has been done. So, then taking, you know, taking is done purely out of compassion. Compassion, yinjie, or done out of compassion. So, rang self. Da means duplicate of yourself. Duplicate. That's typically done in Vajrayana practice. You know, what you do, you're trying to imagine that yourself is not like something that's full of complications, you know, problems. You're trying to visualize yourself as something very divine figure. You're trying to imagine, trying to get rid of the sense of ordinary beings with a full of complications, full of problems. That's not how you success in the Vajrayana practice. Imagination is very critical. That's the only way we can get rid of this sense of ordinary. How is it? Ordinary? Sense of ordinary? We can get rid of that. So therefore, you visualize yourself as a very something special. An environment is not just full of chaos, it's like something very special. Every sound you hear, something very sacred. Every things that you see, all the people, they are, you know, like, there's something very special. So time to just pure, Thakpa Ramjam, just pure. Thakpa Ramjam means just pure. That's what you're trying to do in the Vajrayana practice. So it's a little bit similar idea here in Tonglen. So you have a duplicate of yourself emerge in front of you, just picture. Usually you see other people, you don't see yourself. Unless you look at mirror, sometimes you see, just imagine that. look at very closely. Just imagine yourself in front of that and look at very closely. Being hard, being harsh, being critical, hitting. H-A-T-E. Hating yourself, not liking yourself. Well, just look at, just imagine your image in front of you. Just look at. See. Talking about compassion, loving kindness, just look at that image. Samsara as a whole. What is samsara? In Buddhism they talk of samsara. What is samsara? Even just having that knowledge will help reduce this unrealistic expectation that we all have. Not just you, we all have. It will just knowing nature of samsara will reduce this unrealistic expectations. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect in samsara. Nothing. There's a zero perfection in samsara. There's no perfections. But people trying to practice six professions within the samsara, people are trying to practice. But in samsara, there's no professions. Everybody has complications, no? See? Everybody. Everything's come with the complications. Everything's possessions, car, friends, brand new couch. Looks brand new car, it comes with the complications. Not like first comes complicated, not to know how to put it together. Don't want to read this like 100 page of directions and putting it wrong, right hand to left, right hand to right, leg to left, left leg to right, all put it together, look, oh now leg doesn't look good. Everything's come with the complications. Everything's come with the complications. This is nothing to do with you, that's nature of samsara. Everything's come to complication, no? Even like getting a cat, no? You go to your friend's house, oh, your friend is a nice cat, looking cute cat. You're talking to your friend, all of a sudden cat jumps in the friend's lap, sleeping there with, oh, I want one cat. Looks kind of very nice, no? But you see only these pictures. This comes with complications. No. When you get one, oh, then there's another complication about related to the sofa. Brand new sofa that you bought. It's not just sofa, it's leather sofa. It needs to be protected, no, dead. So then nail will need to be cut. How much complications? The cat never asked to cut my nail. Then you cut, no. Because I experienced that. I think I have right to say that I experienced, I have two cats, you know, both of them possibly. The second one, Minji, I call her compassion, you know, this Minji. She is so gentle. When I cut her nail, she will just sit there, do nothing. For me, I'm lucky, you know. So the complication that I learned, Minji is kind of big. So whenever the people come, they think she's pregnant. Actually, she's pregnant with the food, not with the babies. So one day, I never had pet. I don't know. I have no enough knowledge to take care of pet. So that means there's all this dandruff, kind of like dust that comes in stuff. So I'm thinking how to clean that. I'm thinking I didn't ask anybody how to clean. Just thinking how to clean that. I thought one day, okay, all of a sudden one day I thought, oh, maybe I'll give her a shower. No idea. So you cut nails, you don't cut the cat's hand and the leg. You don't cut the leg, usually they don't scratch. The leg nail is always there, you know, so long. You don't cut them. So some days when you're done, the leg. Nail on the leg doesn't come into complication. the nail on the leg doesn't create complication. That's why it doesn't be bothered. she only hears. So then I say, okay, maybe I should give her ninja bath, no shower. No idea. I went to the bathroom, turn on the shower, I usually hold up her every day for 25 or times, and I just put my this hand underneath her belly. It's kind of heavy, this is how I pick it up. And she's just sit there, you know, here, that's how I pick it up, then put it down. So turn on the shower, I just pick it up her like this. Went to the shower. Oh, disaster. Ninja just made this loud noise, just jump. Rip here, rip. But there's no nail here, you know, hand is on leg. Wow. So I learned my lesson there. Not to do that again. So some people, when they come to visit me, they say, oh, they're kind of cute. Oh, I want one. Yeah, so it comes with a complication. everything in samsara is so important to understand, just to understand everything comes with a complication, no? Complication. So, this is the nature of samsara. So we shouldn't make our life harder, more miserable. It's already complicated. Please don't make the heart miserable. Don't torture yourself. That's no good. Don't say that, you know, I don't like myself. I hate myself. Don't say, no good. So look at that. Look at that out of loving kindness. And if you can give something, give. Look at out of compassion. If you can take something. Heavy feeling, pain, whatever that might be. That's out of compassion. So, if you can do that, then you can slowly transform that meditation to close one, love one, then a stranger, then consider enemy, then it becomes universal, you know, only meditation. So, see, because of samsara's hall, even though we look good, we dress well, doesn't mean we are outside perfect. No, we come with complications. So, see, just imagine there, and breathe in and out. So then see how we can tell that something with how it can be harsh. You know? We all have heavy feeling. We all don't think, oh, he is free. No, that's a mistake. I'm not free. But I'm trying every day's challenge. I'm trying. We are all trying. We never give up. We should try. No, we never give up. Every day struggle. No, we all struggle with something. We all struggle with something, whether it's related to the family or friends, you know, your own mind, your own action, also this little the center or the another auxiliary manas, whatever. We all have struggle in our life. So as a samsara, there's zero perfection. So now look. Then, you know, meditate, don't learn, give out of loving kindness, take out of compassion, and tie that. So we chant. Why we chant? When you chant, it gives you more time to reflect on the meaning of that meditation. That's why we chant. That's the only reason we chant. It gives you more time. It stress the word. And that is give you time to think. See, they are saying in Tibetan, Kibu Rangi Machena, Dubu Mita, Kibu Rangi Machena, Kibu Rangi Machena. If you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. They are saying in Tibetan, Kibu Rangi Machena, Dubu Mita, Kibu Rangi Machena. It's not a time to be harsh, be hard, be critical, be mean. No. That's not how you get enlightened. Not at all. See? So then I think this Tonglen meditation doing based on self, and it's I discover, I think it's very beneficial, very beneficial. Due to sudden disturbing thought, negative thought, you be critical of yourself. No, no, you need to show compassion. You need to show loving kindness. If some of you believe or me or believe or just, I say, there's like divine being. Divine being, I say, divine being, you know, all compassion, all compassion. Oh, but they don't like me because of this and this and that. It's all compassion, regardless. They have compassion. Look at what you do. Look at what you do. Don't need us. Don't need us. That's the very reason they get enlightened, to just benefit. Not just American, Tibetan, all living beings equally have unconditional love for equally. Like that. Oh, there's sometimes, you know, sometimes that's misunderstood. Not just here, but even within the Buddhism, sometimes it's misunderstood. No? You can, you know, is this all, this little misunderstanding, you know? So now here, what I taught this morning, heavy feeling, this is like crumple of aluminium, crumple of aluminium. See, understand? Aluminium, crumple of aluminium. Because aluminium is flexible, you can, how is it? Twist. It's easy to know. Heavy feeling. We all have. It's like, if you don't do anything, it's like, it's going to be like crumple of aluminium. It will sink. If you put in the water, it will sink. Right? It will sink. But it doesn't have to be sink. It does not have to be sink. What you can do, you can flat them. When you flat them, it will not sink. It will not sink. That is how to help yourself. Help yourself according to the feeling, the heavy feeling that you have. So make sure you don't get sink with that feeling. Make sure that you don't get drowned with that feeling. So you can make that, that's like crumple of aluminium. It can be flat. In the flat. So, first one, you know, it's called four power, you know. First one is called power of dependence. Power of dependence. I just want to share, you know, that with you, because we all, as a human being, not as a Buddhist or believer, as a human being, fundamental level, as a human being, we have feelings. We feel, you know, we joy, we cry, we laugh. Same, you know. Oh, maybe, you know, monks laugh differently. No. That's just your interpretations. So we all have fundamentally same human. We all call human, you know. Our feeling get hurt. Our feeling get pleased, you know. We say nice word, you know. When somebody says nice word, we are happy. When somebody says nasty word, we are not happy. We are, in that regard, we are all equal. Nobody's better than one, you know, it's all equal. So, make mistake, we do, that's a place, in samsara, that's where people make mistake. Nirvana, nobody make mistake, that's perfect, perfection. Over there, liberation, nobody made mistake. Here, yeah, of course, should not be surprised, people do make mistakes. That's of course samsara. You yourself also make mistakes. So now, doing the stolen meditation, they need to look at that, you know, without compassion and loving kindness, and then power of dependence. Okay, now back to power of dependence. Power of dependence. If you fall down on the ground, you stand up, leaning on the ground, right? In that case, that's power of dependence, the ground. You hurt somebody's feeling, somebody hurt your feeling, whatever, you know. Asking forgiveness. forgiveness, sincerely, genuinely. Or another way, choose the valuing your friendship over ego. Does not mean that you're crediting other person's wrong actions. No, no, no. Forgiveness does not mean that. So like that, you know, that's power of dependence. No? As a Buddhist, you visualize, you know, divine figure, such as Buddha, Tara, all of the 35 Buddha, you know, visualize them. And sincerely, genuinely, not just pretending, sincerely, genuinely, and you are, you know, admitting all these feelings, then when you recall, you don't like those, and you're just admitting, you really just want to flood them, first flood them. Flood, it's like crumpled now, you just flood them. So then slow, you know, it's doing light, no? The first one is power of dependence. The second one is regret. Not guilt, regret, no? I sincerely, genuinely regret, deep down from my heart, I really regret regret towards something negative. I regret, not guilt, I regret. That is positive. Regretting towards doing something good, that's negative. Regret can be positive, negative, both. So positive regret. I regret. So something negative. That's second power. That's how you flat. Flat? That's how you make it flat. This crumble aluminium. That's how you make it flat, okay? And it will not sink. It will float, it will not sink. So then, some kind of like deliberate promise, you know, from now on, I'm not going to repeat. Next hour, I'm not going to repeat. Next moment, I'm not going to repeat. The very action, I took that action with the hope, you know, it will bring the result that I want, and then it does not bring the result that I want. It didn't bring the result that I want. So when I recall that action, I'm not happy. When I watch my own movie, so I don't like that part of the actor I don't like. No, so so I didn't probably direct the film quite well. No, I produce the film, the movie I direct. So that I didn't direct it well, like that. So then you regret, no? So then not to repeat, no? Next moment, next hour. We need to help, not to destroy. We need to help, no? Not to make it harder. We need to help. So that's like the second. There's a second power. Or then now there's third power. Not repeating the third power. Fourth, doing something good. As a Buddhist, you recite Vajrasattva mantra, you do 35 Buddha prostrations, or you go around the stupa there, stupa outside. We have no idea. Just going around, that's not hard. Just you just go around. You can just go with your friend, just go around and talk. How much karma purifies that? No idea. It purifies a lot. It purifies. It's just so easy to go around. No, because this is not empty, it's filled with relics. The stupa is filled with relics. We build it for you. Don't say anything, just go around, no? If you really love your pet, just bring your pet. Take them around, no? There's a lot of benefit, according to the teachings, the text, a lot of benefit. Oh? So we build, you know, there's... not everybody will meditate, sit down like this, meditate so people have hard times, you know. Don't think, okay, I can sit like that. Just lay down. Just rejoice. Just lay down, rejoice, you know. Just lay down, just sit on the couch. You know, you pay so much money for the couch, just sit down there. Just sit on there, relax, and just think something good. It's not that hard. Just think something good. You know, that's called practice of rejoice, you know. Just think something good, you know. That's meditation too. Doesn't have to be sit like this, very serious, you know. No. See, squirrel also sit like this, you know. Squirrel also sits, chicken sits, then I was heron sits, or then crane sits, many the things they sit still, one leg. Can you sit on one leg? Like, no, that's not meditation, it's just sitting. Just relax on the couch, you know, just rejoice. Go around stupa. The last one is doing something positive, okay? Not just sit there, do nothing, think something about heavy feeling, thinking out of negative mind. What we are thinking is negative, what we are doing is negative. This is no good, no good. We should do something good, you know? So I myself, as I mentioned this morning, I take care of the bird in my backyard, I take care of them pretty well. And I take care of squirrel in my backyard, I take care of them. I feed them, make sure they have food to eat, so I don't send them bill, and I don't ask them to tip me, so they don't need to tip. I change their water, I have the big bird bath. I frequently clean, you know, make sure they have fresh water. So then I do my prayer, you know, in that house I go back and forth, do my prayer. When I come out, the summer birds taking shower. Makes me happy. I think that's you know, that's good. So you do something to make you happy. So when you do that more happy feeling increase, this heavy feeling decrease. That's how you purify, you know. So it makes me happy. Happy the birds come there eating with the babies, mother feeding baby, makes me happy. So I contribute, you know, I give them food. So they have something to eat. So I make sure they don't go hungry. Make sure they don't go thirsty. I bring them water. So mother say what Mother Teresa said? Small action with big love. Small actions. The action may seem very tiny, but it's a big love. If you don't do that, you know, to one each other, mother say, missing drop in the oceans. Ocean is going to be less if the one drop miss. You know, doing that is ocean is going to be bigger. Even though we don't see it's getting bigger or less, but it is going to be bigger because of your drop that you put there. So, so many opportunities, no? So, and see, then I looked according to Shantideva, the Shantideva, the Indian master, you know, who wrote this book, Guide to Bodhisattva Way of Life, this book. He wrote this book in 8th century, he wrote this book. I do read this book, you know, here, there, a little bit, here, there, not every day, but here, there, a little bit, I read. So in this book he said, you know, when you look at other being, he didn't say human being, he said being, living being, when you look at other living beings. So, Nigi Sinjantanaya, Changshi Chambesitas. Look at that being honestly, sincerely, with loving kindness. That's reason, you know, that's reason. Nigi Sinjantanaya, Changshi Chambesitas. Teda Nilatin and Da. Based on that being, you gain so much. You could gain so much. Such as you can gain loving kindness. You can gain compassion, you can gain patience, you can practice. Based on that being, you could get enlightened too. So, these are, you know, giving. So, you know, I think, you know, it sounds like crazy, but I'm going to say anyway. I think, not say thank you for my squirrel back in my backyard. Or the squirrel, that's how they will not understand when I say thank you, probably they will not understand. So I know, thank from my heart, you know, giving me opportunity to share, you know, what I have to share. the joy that I receive from that. Without them, there will be no joy, you know. Tree is not going to eat food, you know. Tree is not going to take shower, you know. The bird, you know. So something like that, you know, to do something that makes you feel good. Well, then, you know, doing prayer, practice, in daily life, at the end, you feel good. Not because you eat something, buy something, you just feel good. So that's important. No, that's important. Rather than living with this constant, how to say, not feeling good. It's not good. It's not good. So we need to try. We need to try, you know. So we need to try. Don't just look at the path. Look what can be done. What can be done. And see what can be done, you know. What should have done differently, you know. It's already done. Regret. You can undo, right? If you make a mistake in the computer, you can undo. There's a button, undo. And you can click this undo. But action, there's no undo button. There's no undo. It's done. So far, there's no undo button. No. So, see, need to think twice. Animals, when they have disagreement, they just fight. No, they just fight, scratch, you know, bite, whatever they can. We as a human, we have this incredible brain. We can think, need to rethink, we need to take time, think twice. If you watch the result, and according to the result, what action is suitable, and what action is not suitable. Then, every day, I say, don't get discouraged. Every day is challenge for all of us. Every day is challenge. But we never give up. We can change. We can change. With effort, we can change. Slowly, there will be light. It will shine on that darkness. The darkness will go away. Only a matter of time. It will disappear. You can shine light there. It's only a matter of time. See, everything, see, even the piece of glass will cause also a lot of complication too, piece of mug. So, you know, this glass I very much like. Oh, this is wonderful, this is really beautiful. This is the only cup that I drink my tea. So I feel like I have to drink my tea in this cup. If this cup is missing, misplaced, then there's serious discussions that take place like that. Is it really worth to sacrifice your peace of mind? How would we just grab another cup and just drink? I've been doing this because this is my experience. You see, if you see, okay, oh, he's all free. No, that's a mistake. Because I have this yellow cup. This is where I drink. This is my cup. This is yellow, this is my cup. This is where I drink. If somebody else drinks, I will not let anybody drink, use this cup. This is my cup. It's just label. I just label. This is my cup. Before, it's in the store. Nobody's cup is in the store. It's nobody's cup. Then it's not even my cup. So, uptight. I cannot be flexible. If I be flexible, I could protect some piece of my mind. But I'm uptight with that. Every morning, when I come down, I look for the cup. If I don't see the cup, I go down, I go up, I go there, I go there. Doing all these things, I can easily grab another cup, just drink, and be quiet. But that's not what we do. I'm not going down. They're not finding. They're looking, whom to blame. Then blame somebody over your roommate, or where you put. So that if you realize, minute you recognize that your person, your friend misplaced. Oh, so then, you know, feel like need to educate. From now on, you don't ever touch this, my cup. No, don't even. So that person tells you, oh, you are the one who misplaced, and prove it. Then you, that person prove. No, don't want to have any conversation, just stop there, finish. No more discussion like that. See, it's really worth it. So this is exactly what I did this morning. But I'm not saying, you know, so we are all, we struggle, we make progress. But we don't rejoice. No, this morning when I come down, I don't see my yellow cup. I just grab another cup, just drink tea, just be quiet. Tea, you know. Don't need to scream, yell, "Why, Gishamba, where's my cup?" Do the same. I didn't do that, you know. He don't like to hear that, you know, screaming. You know, the early morning, he hasn't had breakfast, I shout. This is what destroys his peace of mind, you know. When he's come down, he's not happy. Then you are not happy. Then the whole heart atmosphere turns into something negative, you know. You can't be not just him. That's why I like to believe that's all his fault. No, it's not. You know, you also contribute too. So like things like this, slowly, little by little, we can change. We can protect, you know. It's not always about what you gain. It's not about what you gain. No. What you gain out of meditation? Nothing. I didn't get anything, nothing. But what I lost? I lost impatience. No. I lost anger. Oh. So, you know, not always the gain, you know. So, I lost something. That's a good thing, you know. Mm. So, slowly, all my friends here, we are friends, you know. We are friends, you know. So, we all try, okay, we all try. So, please, don't be hard, critical, harsh, on yourself. Not good. That's not how you get enlightened. If you really think of enlightenment, that's not how you get enlightened. Hmm? Just picture yourself in front of you. Look at very closely. Then you learn something. You learn something, you know, to help. Okay? So with that, then I'll stop. So this is called Tonglen meditation. You do Tonglen meditation. That's how you've been to Tonglen meditation, okay? Just send out of loving kindness, take out of compassion, do the Tonglen practice. If you become good at that, then move to your close one, loved one. Then if you become good at that, then move to strangers. Then if you become good at that, then move to the person you don't like or consider as enemy. Then this becomes universal Tonglen meditation. Or you can just give. That's also Tonglen meditations. Or sometimes you can alternate, you can just take. Or sometimes you can do both, give, take, you know. It's all Tonglen meditation, okay? So then with that, you know, I'll say now, so after maybe not after dedication, then we'll finish. Now, probably so many of you know the Sarah Brooke, our SPC, has been working so hard many years. Now she's going to New Zealand for good, to one of the centers there, to same job SPC, but she's going there. So we are having farewell event here at the center, May 31st. Say goodbye to her, you know. So if you have time, then please join. Please join, okay? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Please turn to page 246, and we'll say the dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, For as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Thank you. So one last thing. So you all heard about this earthquake devastation in Nepal. So Janpal, our artist, is right now there. So I thought, second earthquake, I didn't hear from him. I got really worried. So he's okay. He's alive. He's okay. So none of from his family is dead. No, all and all my from my family, everybody's alive. So I'm not. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not asking you to donate. I'm not asking you to give donations. If you want to donate from your own side, if you want to donate, so there's opportunities. So then, so I say, donate there. So then, Jamil is there. So we send there. And also, I send donations. I already send all the donations that we collected. I really want to express my appreciation on their behalf from the bottom of my heart. So all the people who donated there. So I already send all the donation money is handled by one of our members, Sherry. It doesn't come to me, it goes hard, and she sent. She's the one who will send. So then, you know, people are like buying 10 food, there's all kinds of complicated weather, so they've been sleeping outside last almost now 2 weeks, and on top of that, there's a rain, then there's hail, like marble sites, and the kind of, if you want to donate, and please don't, I'm not asking your donations, if you want to donate, so then there's a way to donate. So then I make sure they get there. And some of the remote part of Nepal, my brother-in-law's birthplace, there's a lot of houses been destroyed. So there's no roof. Their roof is not like here, like tin. So all the material, they just get there, you know. Main stone, they just build themselves. But the roof, they can get because it doesn't grow there. So wood, you know, they grow there. The rock, they can bring, find there. But tin, they have to buy. So then it'll go there. I'll make sure go there. So then sometime in end of this year or maybe when I come back, so then I'll bring the photos and I'll show here how the donations benefited, you know, where it went. Every the Sherry take care of the donation. So if you want to donate, then please know. So I'm not asking to you to pay it because I know everybody has problems. No, if you want to someone you out there want to donate, then please there. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.